that was the layout of the house. It was all built of wood, chipped down, the kind of wood that you can't get anymore. And when the house was torn down, the wood was so hard you couldn't even drive a nail into it to hang a picture. It had been there so long, it was built in 93 or 92. Because Dad and Mother were married in 93, and the house was built, so they moved into it.
Was it built for them?
It was built, you see, my father had lived down on the homestead when they first came down and came up from Miami. After the grandfather died, his mother and sister and younger brother came down, and they all lived down there until Dad and Mother married, and then they all moved up into the house. By that time, they had developed quite a little town over here in West Palm Beach. There were several nice houses along the lake front there on the bluff, residences.
Is this where your parents' house was too?
That's where the motel is now. You don't know where that is, but I have to show it to you. But that's where I was born, in that house in 97.
So how many years was it that you lived there?
I lived there until I married, and first time in 1918. I was 21.
We were talking about, the front and back porch. Was there ever another name for it? Do you remember calling the porch by another name?
Well, I think they used to call it the stoop sometimes, the back part of it. And we used to have a cedar and a pump out there. That was the only water we had. There wasn't any waterworks like we have now. Everybody had a system. And they had gutters all around the house to drain the water down into the cistern. And then we had a pump there in the back porch. I don't think there was ever one in the kitchen. But I don't remember.
Was it a hand pump?
Sometimes it would lose its prime and you'd have to pour water in it and pump furiously to get it to going again.
Water level.
In the back of the house we had an small orange grove with avocado trees, guava trees, the little guava trees. You don't see them very much now, the little cattle guava trees.
Did you have any other kind of trees around the house?
We had avocado trees, and my dad was a real good friend of a man who had developed the avocado in Cuba and brought it up here, and mangoes too. I guess it was mangoes, but they were working on both to develop them into better fruit than they were. Mm-hmm. And the Mulgoba mango had been brought in here. And later on they developed the Hayden. The Mulgoba was a very frail, didn't ship well, didn't carry well.
How do you spell that?
Mulgoba. You don't hear of it much anymore because it was so fragile that people just stopped using it, but it was the best tasting fruit. It was better than the Hayden, and I think the Hayden is about the best. You like mangoes?
Ooh, I do.
We love them.
Something you can't get up in Atlanta.
Yeah. Even my Georgia-born husband loves them. He can't get enough.
So.